What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe you've gone, you okay, Shelby? It's an outrage. She hasn't gotten her Kong toy.
The intern has spoken.
Maybe you've gone down, downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. We appreciate your time and all that bullshit. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving. I don't remember if I said that or not, but CrabDiving, and we'll be on the Twitter during the show.
Twitter.
Live. And that's about it. It's a lovely Monday.
Lovely.
In COVID land.
Oh, yeah.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
And
diaper change.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Strap in.
Yes.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know, I haven't refreshed the Huffington Post in like 2 hours. I don't know. Are we, is this the end of the world or what?
No.
What's happened in the last couple of hours? I mean, you know, it's
over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo. Let's see what the headline beeth. Oh, the House.
Yes.
Is apparently, this is interesting. Trump officials tried to, quote, cripple the CDC's COVID-19 response, according to a House panel.
Okay.
Well, shocker.
Wow. Anything surprising over there?
Trump administration political appointees tried to block or change more than a dozen government reports. Block or change over a dozen government reports.
Why?
Detailing, because they had science in them and said COVID was bad and shit.
Oh, okay.
A House panel investigating the alleged interference said today, Representative James Clyburn, Democrat from South Carolina, said that his coronavirus subcommittee investigators have found evidence of a, quote, political pressure campaign.
Damn!
To bully professionals at the CDC in what may have been an attempt to, quote, cripple the nation's coronavirus response in a misguided effort to achieve herd immunity.
Ah! A misguided effort is a fuckable way to explain how many 300,000, 20,000 deaths.
It's herd.
God.
Well, and you know it's Trump's favorite idea because he literally has to do nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
And it speaks to his dipshit fucking followers that don't want to wear a mask, that don't want to do fucking shit, that don't want to change their lives. They can't take one weekend off from the goddamn, what is that steakhouse with the Blooming Onion? Yes, the Blooming Onion, the Outback. I can't take a week off from Outback or Golden Corral or going to the fucking mall or Boba.
Boba.
Boba tea. I love that shit.
So do I.
I haven't gone to the mall for a boba in a long fucking time.
Those little phlegm balls at the bottom?
Yeah. I'm avoiding that right now until there's a vaccine.
Herd immunity is shorthand for a theory rejected by most public health experts that society can be best protected by allowing younger people to get infected and develop natural immunity until vaccines are widely available.
Jeez, I feel so lucky to be a part of the country whose plan is poo-pooed by most people of science. They think most people think that what we're doing is a bad fucking idea, but we're doing it.
Sure, especially here in Florida.
How lucky for us. Isn't that lucky? Blessed.
In a statement, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said, there's no political interference.
Rotten hell, motherfucker.
I am offended that you have suggested you are impugning my integrity.
Do we realize that we know, I mean, God, our president wants us to fucking die.
Well, he doesn't care.
It's death.
I don't know if he wants us to die. He just doesn't give a rat's ass. Well, he thinks everybody should just get the COVID because, you know, herd immunity and
but
everything.
But that's how you achieve herd immunity, right? A fuck ton of people have to die.
Yes. Or everybody needs to get immunized. And then we get that herd immunity through the immunization, like with your smallpox.
Yeah.
And your chicken pox.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something, people that couldn't vote for fucking Hillary Clinton, you motherfuckers? Oh my God, that's my Niagara Falls, but I don't give a fuck. You should have voted for Hillary because the other guy's a fucking fascist who's herd mentality all fucking day. Fuck you. God. Do you know what I mean? There are people that didn't vote for Hillary Clinton because of emails. They couldn't explain why. They don't understand. What does that mean?
I don't know. Emails.
You know what it means? We get to do herd immunity. Herd mentality. That's what we get.
God. We're at the Drudge Report.
Hey, shit, dude.
We're going to get those. Is Ryan okay?
Yeah. if this tweets. Doesn't piss you off, then you might not be okay, though. I mean, just think about it. Would Hillary Clinton have done herd mentality? Do you, yes or no?
Of course not.
Good, there we go.
Nor will Joe Biden in, 30-ish days.
Right. That should give you rage.
And over the Drudge Report, mutant strain spreads.
Good news. No,
that's
not
the
good news.
This bad news. Seemingly more virulent strain that's popped up. I think it started in Britain.
Seemingly more virulent.
Yeah,
virulent.
It's nastier.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's easier to get. It's not necessarily. I don't think they're showing any evidence of it being more deadly.
Just easier to get.
It's just easier to catch.
Which I guess might make it more deadly. It sounds like lyrics, seemingly more virulent.
What a shitty song.
Yeah.
Cases of the new coronavirus strain spreading rapidly in the UK have been confirmed in Denmark, Italy, Gibraltar, the Netherlands, and Australia.
I'm not dead yet!
France and South Africa also believe they have cases of the mutation known as... Really? VUI-2021-2/01.
Richard!
But these have not been confirmed. French Health Minister Olivier Véran said it is entirely possible that the new variant is already circulating in France.
Yay!
But haven't been identified yet.
Cool.
First detected in London in the southeast earlier this month. Is up to 70% more infectious than the original strain. 70. Because, it's got a bigger load.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Funny.
70% more infectious than the original strain because it carries a much bigger viral load. It is now present in all parts of the UK apart from Northern Ireland.
Huge troxolite.
Keep it away from us. The World Health Organization's COVID-19 technical lead, Maria van Kerkhove, confirmed that 9 cases in Denmark and a number of others in the Netherlands. So they're shutting the fuck down. Bojo is doing super special shutdowns in parts of southeastern Britannia.
But not us, though. Fuck no. Not us. No shutdown for us at all.
No. Well, we're in Florida.
But yeah, I mean, similar situations, you might say. You know, similar amounts of virus.
There you go.
Wow.
This more virulent strain they're looking at now. But as I said, it is, as far as they know, still, it still has that same protein to which the vaccine is targeting.
Yeah.
And that seems to still work. So it's, even though it is more virulent, it's not resistant to the vaccine.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, let it come
this
over
mutation,
here.
This mutation, at least.
No, let it come over here and mutate, because like, I'm listening to this story and I just get jealous. Listening to Boris Johnson's going to shut down London and people are taking it seriously.
I would bet we're going to see some pretty different mutations here because of the number of cases we get.
Why?
Just naturally. That's how things roll. The more people are going to get it, the more it's replicating itself and the more chances it has to mutate.
Oh, God. Damn.
That could be good. It could mutate bye-bye, too.
Right. Okay.
It could mutate itself to the point where it doesn't try to kill the host anymore.
Well, that would be great. Mm-hmm. How do we get it to do that?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Buy it dinner?
I mean, you know... Is there a case to be made that at this point, even at this point, it would help if people just stayed the fuck home?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Is that even being considered in our country at all? Is that even a fucking possibility?
In places where adults are in charge.
What about here, though?
In places where adults are in charge.
Damn, man. Dumb fucks. If you voted for DeSantis, I mean, you know, or any of them. I mean, God.
I don't know if it's happened here yet, but some of these red states are telling cities they can't have mask mandates. Like the Republican legislature is voting and saying, passing laws that say no local municipality or county can pass a mask mandate. Isn't that awesome?
Like, you can sit here now, you can quantitatively, you can see, like, if you're a progressive leader, less motherfuckers die during a pandemic if you're a progressive leader under your reign of no deaths in New Zealand. Very progressive, correct? No COVID.
Right.
No COVID. America, we have not a progressive leader, and we have fuck tons of COVID.
Also easier to shut down a country.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
There are some mitigating circumstances, but...
Like, what if Andrew Gillum had been the czar of Florida?
Yes.
And he would have shut the beaches down during spring break. Right? Don't you think?
He probably wouldn't have coked himself into oblivion or methed himself into oblivion and banged a porn star.
But wait. He was drunk. And that's not...
Oh, he drank himself into oblivion and banged a porn star.
Right. And he didn't do anything illegal. The only thing illegal that was done there was
somebody took his picture.
Yeah. Why did the police leak that photo?
Exactly. Why was it taken?
Yeah.
How many other times do they take a picture of when they're on a call for an OD?
You know, and
they take a picture of what's going on besides their body cams.
It's fucking insane.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a screen cap from their body cams.
Yeah. Shit.
I never thought of that.
I don't know, but
regardless,
it was leaked. You know, I do think about this often. I think about, what if Gillum had been elected? How we would be better.
Well, how about what if Hillary had been elected?
I think about that all the fucking time, man. I was like, I always am thinking about that shit because I still don't understand, you dumb fucking dickbags.
Are you done with the Kong toy?
God.
You finished the Kong toy?
Stay home, fuckheads. Please.
So, this new strain.
Herd mentality.
They call it herd mentality.
Our president said that. You would think Americans would feel like, well, I'm better than this. I'm better. I'm better than to have a president like that. I'm not going to vote for this guy.
Trucks waiting to get out of Britain backed up for miles, and people were left stranded at airports today as dozens of countries around the world are slapping travel restrictions on the UK because of that new nasty strain.
Damn, I thought this was Brexit related. But
no.
Shit, man. I mean, so how are you going to get the fucking vaccine?
From Canada to India, one nation after another banned flights from Britain, while France barred the entry of trucks from Britain for 48 hours while the strain is assessed.
This is what we need to do. I just
the channel.
The channel. Listen, you're on this planet right now, and basically it's a race. Can you get enough motherfuckers inoculated against this shit before the zombie apocalypse happens and all our hospitals explode from too much corona, right? Well, that's the race.
Well, and they're doubly worried over there because now they're worried about food shortages.
Yeah,
in the UK. Can't get these boats and trucks and planes in and out. Also, at the same time, they're saying goodbye to Europe. Fuck off. Fuck off, you globalists.
Don't do it,
fuck
though.
Right off.
I don't understand it. God, Trump, tell them not to do it. This is what I would say. Hey, Boris.
Trump.
Please don't do this. It's insanely shitty already. Don't make it doubly shitty.
Too late.
Oh, God. There's so many things I can see. You know, I don't know, man. First of all, fuck you, Eric Clapton. You're fucking canceled in my book. I'm not listening to one more fucking thing you have to fucking say.
Boris.
And Van Morrison can fuck off too. But damn, everybody needs to chill out and not do the Brexit. They need to put
that's gonna happen.
No, bullshit. Put it on hold.
There's nothing they can do.
They're putting the baseball season on hold for 2021 for the coronavirus. Put the Brexit on hold.
It's not going to happen.
They could do that. You know how you do that? Get a piece of paper.
No, the EU's sick of their shit. The EU gave them extensions, and they pissed them off. They pissed them away.
It's like we have one thing to do in this country and on this planet. If we could all get on the same page, where it's like all our resources should be thrown to getting the vaccine out there. And making it so people can stay home.
What about the rampant voter fraud here in the United States?
Okay, we're going to put that to the side just for a second. What? As crazy as that sounds.
What? Don't you love America?
Everything. We're coming to a point where you need to say on this planet, am I helping the spread of this shit or am I not?
Boris.
I mean, God.
Had a convo with Emmanuel Macron.
Oui.
And said he understands the reason for the new measures and expressed hope for a swift resumption. He said officials from both countries are working to unblock the flow of trade as fast as possible.
Jolly good.
Unblock the flow.
That's my favorite British
Macron. Which one?
That one was...
Macron said earlier that France was looking at establishing systematic testing of people for the virus on arrival.
You know, it almost sounds like it puts a lotion on the in the basket, but British it puts a lotion.
puts
in
the lotion on the basket
with a British accent.
It puts a lotion in.
It's doing like a British.
So there you go. Congratulations, Britain. You guys are
right.
You guys are having a spot in the spotlight.
Right. I wonder if some British actors auditioned for Buffalo Bill and they just couldn't drop the dialect. They're like, okay, try it one more time.
They can all drop the dialect.
It puts a lotion in the basket.
There's a lot of times where it's pretty obvious. I think you notice it more if that's where you're from, though. Like, you know, I'm sure a British person watching a British actor doing an American accent on a show or a movie.
Yeah.
It's probably like, oh, that's I heard him drop it there. I heard him, you know, and we don't even notice. Whereas the other side, if you watch an actor that's an American doing a British accent.
Hello.
You're like,
oops. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it, Kevin Costner. Hey. And what was the other one in there? The best Robin Hood ever with,
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. But who played, Christian Slater,
Bale?
No. Christian Slater.
Stewart?
Kristen Slater.
Stewart?
Yes. Kristen Stewart.
Christian Slater.
Yeah.
The guy from Mr. Robot.
He had a He had a bad British dialect, I think.
About John Wayne and in Genghis Khan?
Oh, yeah. You know what? They were like, don't try to get him to do Mongolian. Tell him the character's British.
He took that note.
Because British sounds...
Yeah, he didn't take that note.
I tell you, not to
tell the men to mount the horses, and the Mongols will be assembling.
Hi, Mr. Wayne. Can we try that again? And not to be too critical here, but you're kind of phoning it in. I'm sorry.
Oh, that would have gone over really well.
I know you just.
He was the one who got that movie made, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, good job.
We're gonna get this movie made. We're gonna shoot it right in front of a motherfucking nuclear arms test site,
right? And then a bunch of people on that set.
Oh, is that the one?
Weird fucked up
was
cancer.
Was it for that movie?
Yes.
Oh,
that movie.
I know they were there for
that movie too, man.
They witnessed one of the nuclear tests.
I was exposed to dangerous levels of nuclear radiation. While,
thanks for the cancer.
While gripping for the masterpiece.
And for the SAG minimum.
Genghis Khan.
And then was there even a SAG? When?
No.
Yeah, there might not have been. Hey,
John Wayne was your. They probably told Mr. Wayne, you're only allowed to shoot 3 grips a day on this set. You know he did some fucked up shit. John Wayne, he's probably a dick.
Big racist.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
Shocker.
Yay. Well, he's Genghis Khan. What the fuck?
Check this one out.
Yes.
Thank you. I could have done that myself when I think about it. Thank you for pressing that button. Here's what we're up against, everybody.
No problem.
I hope that this message reaches its rightful recipient. Mr. President, my name is Tracy Beans. I am a wife, a mother, and I'm also an investigative journalist. I understand as well as the American people do, and I think I speak for millions of Americans right now, that we understand that you are surrounded by a den of vipers who do not have the best.
Whoa, no, we agree. We agree. His entire administration has been a den of vipers.
A den of vipers.
But not in the way you think.
Right.
Of Americans right now that we understand that you are surrounded by a den of vipers who do not have the best interests of the United States of America at heart.
True.
Or your best interests at heart either.
Probably true.
Well, yeah.
We are still out here fighting, and we are the ones who matter. We know what happened on November 3rd, and now we just need to look at all these machines and prove it.
Oh, man.
You just don't. It's just not going to work.
The great thing is probably most of these people don't have guns, right?
No, most of them probably have guns.
Oh, great. Good.
We are asking, begging you at this point, to do everything that you can do in your power to allow us the opportunity to get to the bottom of this fraud before January 6th. What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. We have been fighting so hard since November 3rd and even before.
Stop.
So that the Republic of the United States of America can remain sovereign, that our elections will matter and have integrity. We are still here. We are still fighting. We support and we pray for you. And we know how hard this is.
Holy shit, man.
This is what we're up against.
Well,
Tracy Beans on Twitter. She's got 480,000 followers, Ryan.
480?
Almost 481.
Oh,
Editor-in-chief of Uncover DC.
Well, congratulations.
Host of the Dark to Light podcast.
Well,
she's an investigative journalist.
Tracy?
Right? Yeah, Tracy Beans.
Dr.
With a Z.
Beans, congratulations on all your accomplishments and everything you've done to get this far in life.
Dr.
Beans.
I don't know. I haven't seen her
Listen,
credentials.
Dr. Beans, do you wear a mask? Do you think? You think Dr.
No.
Beans wears a mask?
No. No.
Dr. Beans, answer this question. Are you contributing to the spread of coronavirus? Are you preventing the spread of coronavirus? What did she say?
I don't have her response yet.
Okay.
Biden could save taxpayers $2.6 billion if he pulls the plug on that stupid border wall.
Do it. Do it, motherfucker.
Sure he will.
Do it. Pull the plug on every Trump thing. Go get those motherfuckers.
That's going to take just half of his first term.
You know what gave me hope? I saw him when he was interviewed on the Stephen Colbert show. Stephen Colbert asked him if he would be able to work with Lindsey Graham. And he said, and this is all he said. He goes, I was disappointed in Lindsey.
Yeah, I was disappointed in Lindsey.
And he looked pissed. Honestly, he looked fucking pissed. And I like that.
Also,
yes,
we've got a COVID stimulus deal.
Is that what do you mean to stimulate the spread of
a
COVID?
Shitty? Well, that too, okay. A shitty deal. $600. Let them eat cake has been trending all day because people are upset about the fact that they could print $1 trillion and hand it to the stock market at the beginning of the COVID, and then that went poof within a month, and then they're just like, you know, fuck it. Well, we can't afford this. We can't afford to give you people money. What is wrong with you?
But is the stock market okay?
Stock market's doing great.
Is it starving?
Rich people are doing...
Oh, are they?
swimmingly.
That's why you see all this fucking real estate development all over the fucking place. It's because prices are probably down, and these rich investment groups are buying up all these fucking places and flipping them, right? These people don't even fucking live here.
Well, you'll be happy to know that the draft language of the COVID relief package includes a tax break for corporate meal expenses.
What about my meal expenses?
Pushed by the White House and denounced by congressional Democrats.
Hey, bitches, what about my meal expenses? When humans have meals, it costs money for meals, doesn't it?
Trump has for months talked about securing the deduction, derisively referred to as the three martini lunch by critics, as a way to revive the restaurant industry badly battered by the pandemic. It's trickle down. He says, if I give them tax breaks to go to lunch, then they'll go to lunch. Oh. And look at all the business all those restaurants you're going to get.
Why don't you give that money to the people that buy shit that corporation makes? And then they will be able to buy whatever widget that bullshit corporation makes. What about that trickle down, fuckhead? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? That trickle down might actually work. And who fucking cares?
Critics say it'll do little to help struggling restaurants and will largely benefit business executives who do not urgently need help at this time.
Yeah, but they need to get money back if they order a $15 dirty martini. It's some fucking Spreaderville event. How does that? And by the way, how does that keep people at home? How does that?
What?
You're tax? Giving people a tax break.
They don't want to keep people at home.
Well, I do.
Well, but did I say you do? No, they don't. They don't. Republicans.
Oh, man. You could have all the money in the world, but if everybody's dead from the Rona, who's going to buy your shit?
Senator Ron Wyden said Republicans are nickel and diming benefits for jobless workers while at the same time pushing for tax breaks for three martini power lunches. It's unconscionable.
Absolutely. And you know, it's the guy.
But it might make it in there as a compromise.
A compromise?
Don't ask me. That should not be something you compromise with.
I mean, you know, I get it. The Republicans have more leverage, right? Do they have more leverage, or are they worried that the Republicans are worried that if they don't get a good deal, that they're going to get fucked in that Georgia election?
You're all of the above.
Hey, I think... go ahead.
Oh, I was going to read on. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think they're going to get fucked in that Georgia election anyway.
Let's hope. Or they, you know, they know the steel's on.
Yeah.
Since the 80s, businesses have been able to deduct 50% of their meal expenses off federal taxes. A proposal championed by the White House and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. The fuck is his problem?
What?
Would increase that deduction to 100%, allowing companies to deduct the full cost of a business meal off of their federal taxes. Well,
fucking
Crab
what?
Diving Incorporated will be deducting every lunch.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to the grocery store and send that shit to H&R Block. God. 100%.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin included the meal deduction as a White House priority in negotiation.
Fucking why? Pourquoi, motherfucker?
I think it's really important that we have this deduction. It's going to help the it's going to help the restaurants a lot.
Does Trump know that? Like, have they ever Googled what happens to really, really, really evil motherfuckers that do bad shit that can piss people off? What happens to these people? That sometimes shit gets overran.
Trump still thinks that he's gonna find a way out of this because he's still got people like Sidney and Rudy around him, rimming him at every moment and saying, "Mr. President," between tongue laps. You got this, Mr. President. We got proof that space aliens came down.
Is it true?
Voted.
Though? Is it true? What you mean though? Are Rudy and the Kraken, are they vying for a whole time with their tongues? Are they fighting over Trump's attention?
Well, they were at a meeting over the weekend with him. They were at the White House over the weekend. His crack team this weekend included the two of them. And Mike Flynn, he had over.
Strategize. No, they're not strategizing.
I shit you not.
They're spreading so much COVID. They are going to, I bet you $1 million. You sweat.
Did you see
White House? There's a variant there.
Did you see some preacher, some mega church preacher that was at their White House Christmas party has the COVID?
God damn it.
And it was like 100 people there and nobody was wearing masks. A Georgia megachurch pastor has contracted the COVID just days after attending a White House. Oh, you're right. I do have an ad blocker on.
You mega fox.
After attending a White House party. What kind of a name is this? Jensen? But it's J-E-N-T-E-Z-E-N. Jensen. Franklin. Of, I'm just laughing.
Jennison Franklin,
of the Free Chapel in Gainesville,
Georgia. Oh, God damn.
Was absent from Sunday service after testing positive for the disease.
Why, God?
Said his colleague pastor.
His colleague
Javon Ruff.
Yes.
We want to make you aware that Pastor Franklin has come in contact with COVID. But he is doing perfectly fine.
Oh, yes. He has COVID. He's perfectly fine.
He's actually doing great, said.
Okay.
He went and got tested, and his test came back positive. So he is doing the right thing and staying quarantined and continuing to be distanced. We'll continue to pray and lift him up.
But don't, though, physically lift him up spiritually from a distance, you know. What is the church? The free fucking what?
Oh, they've announced also that their Christmas Eve service will be held virtually out of an abundance of caution.
Thank you. Fucking thank you. Fucking thank you. What did they buy? The free fucking what? What is their church name? I love this shit.
The Free Chapel.
That's it?
Yeah, it's pretty.
What the fuck does that mean? What fucking? I want to know the bullshit behind whatever sect of Christianity you are. What does that mean? The Free Chapel. What wacko shit is that? Is that a reference to in the fucking Bible?
Video shows at least 100 people gathered at that Christmas party.
Oh.
Many not wearing masks.
Yay. Thank you.
6 days ago, Franklin posted to Instagram a photo of himself and his daughter at the White House. Thank you, FLOTUS and Real Donald Trump, for inviting us. It was gorgeous. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Everybody's dying, motherfuckers. Damn. There was a, we did not learn any lessons from Thanksgiving, right? There's a wave from Thanksgiving crashing down right now, correct?
Right, and there'll probably be another one from Christmas.
Oh, I was about to say that, I think. Do you think
we
have learned?
No.
You're not going to consider that?
Nope. Nip. Nip.
We don't have to spread it this. I know people have to get out there and work. I know some people have to do that. But not everybody needs to be out there. There's no fucking way everybody needs to be out
there. Right, and those people who are out having to work, we need to make sure that we support them and the essential workers, and especially our food people, because
tip the fuck out of these people.
Yeah, and we just need better laws. Like everybody needs insurance. Everybody needs health insurance or free health care. It's just bullshit.
It really is like a fucking warfare upon working people, especially like restaurant workers, the way this is handled here, because you shut down, then you open up, then you shut down, then you open up again, and you shouldn't be, but you can't get any benefits because no one's saying you should be shut down.
Right.
It's a total clusterfuck.
And you saw Mitch said that the next time they bring up a relief package or anything next year, he's insisting on that protections from lawsuits.
Ooh.
He's insisting on it.
Motherfucker, I hope Loeffler and Purdue fucking lose, man. And Mitch, and then, you know what, Mitch, you can fucking get bent, you old gross fuckhead.
Well, one of those assholes, I forget which one it was, one of those Senate Republicans said, well, you know, even God forbid that we lose those two races, then they'll still need 60 votes to get anything done.
Okay.
Meaning, we got to get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be able to,
because without it, we'll need 60 votes, and we'll never get 9 Republicans to vote for anything decent.
But then the Democrats can use the filibuster.
The Democrats can nuke the filibuster and get rid of it and make it go away.
And so then,
therefore, it's a straight 50-50 with Kamala Harris walking in to give the thumbs up and breaking the tie every single time.
Obviously what we're going to do then.
Thumbs up with one hand, a finger to the Republicans with the other. I want that every single time.
Visualizations I have of just things I visualize. I visualize Joe Biden walking in with a flamethrower and just lighting everything on fire and burning it. Burning it. And fucking people up. And then, you know, we got to go after these guys, figuratively, also literally,
politically.
Yeah, politically.
I'm gonna get my hands around your neck, politically. We do have other stuff in the news.
Other stuff, really? That's not like pandemic.
Well, no. I mean, there's a lot of it that kind of gets there. So yeah, these meetings over the weekend,
yes,
that Trump had apparently included the trio that I mentioned earlier, Rudy, Sidney Powell,
yes,
and fucking Mike Flynn.
Oh wow,
who's out there saying I oughta do martial law?
That guy has staying power. He really does.
Which one?
Mike Flynn.
Mikey Flynn, yeah.
Good Christ.
Yeah. But the word is that even everybody there except for her thought that Sidney Powell is batshit. And that Trump should not. Right. Even though Trump floated the idea of her being the special counsel.
Ooh, yes.
To look into everything, all the election fraud. We need a special counsel.
Damn, it really is the guy that who's elected president that sits around and watches Fox News. He's like, oh, I like Lou Dobbs. Let's make him Secretary of State, you know, or Larry Kudlow.
That the story I read was that. You know, Meadows and all the other people are just like, you know, she's crazy. And that in a heated, voices raised meeting, in other words, they're all assholes yelling at each other, everybody was like, you don't have evidence. You don't have evidence.
Right, right. It would be embarrassing.
There's no evidence. Right. You don't have evidence. We can't overturn the election because of fraud when we don't have any evidence of said fraud.
Tiffany passed her exams, right? She is a lawyer. Have her do it.
Oh, well.
Keep it in the family.
There you go.
Maybe she'll give you a discount.
If I were Tiffany, I'd be
taking the bar in another country.
Yeah, get the money up front, though. I know he's your dad, but still.
I think they're trying to sneak some shit in there.
Yes.
Ooh.
Threatening. Oh, this is that, where they were trying to make it a felony to break someone's copyright online.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That asshole Tom Tillis, I think it was, tried to put in.
Cause why is that timely? Why is that important right now? I'm just wondering.
and people like AOC are yelling. They're like, they're cramming through a 5,500 page bill. And we don't have time to read all this shit.
You don't even know what's in it, right?
There could be some heinous shit that those Republicans snuck in there.
I know why they're worried about that. Cause these fucking losers are sitting at home, quarantining. Everybody's watching a bunch of bootleg Star Wars and shit. And they're very concerned, right?
There are punitive provisions crammed into the enormous bill that threaten ordinary internet users with up to $30,000 in fines.
Thank you.
For engaging in everyday activities such as downloading an image and re-uploading it.
Oh my God.
Or sharing memes.
Okay. You've been arrested for sharing pictures with letters on it. Report to camp. Are we dying? Are we in the middle of a pandemic? Is this necessary?
The CASE Act is in there. We'll supercharge copyright trolling exactly at a time when we need to fix the law to have less of it. And the felony streaming bill includes provisions that are so confusing and vague, no one is sure if it makes sites like Twitch into felons.
For why? But why would it?
I don't know.
Great. Good bill. Really great bill. Very excited for this one. Good. Good job. What the fuck?
Yeah, this guy says, we're facing a massive eviction crisis. Millions of unemployed due to the pandemic, but congressional leaders could only muster $600 in stimulus checks for COVID relief, and they managed to cram in handouts for content companies like Disney. The CASE Act is a terribly written law that will threaten ordinary internet users with huge fines for everyday online activity. It's absurd that lawmakers include these provisions in a must-pass spending bill.
You know, if you're in the government, you really need to think about, am I doing stuff so people who vote for me get the fucking vaccine? Not even people that vote for you, your constituents. Did they get the vaccine? Not like, are they downloading? I don't know. This is so dumb.
Yeah.
It's wacky. I mean, what do you mean? Like, if I illegally download every season of One Tree Hill, the Gestapo comes and knock, knock, knocking at the door.
What if you go to onetreehill.com and take one of their pictures and put it on your website? They'll come after you. 30 grand.
What was this? This is the
It's a big kiss to big evil companies like Disney.
Wait.
Who want to threaten everybody that shares a Mickey Mouse picture online.
I thought Disney's motto was like, welcome to a world of pure fucking imagination. Isn't that Disney or something?
Paraphrasing, but yeah.
Jeez. What is this then? I can't take a picture and put a picture. So where am I allowed to look? So certain pictures could only be seen in certain places. Or it's a $330,000 fine in your
city. $30,000.
What?
$30,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. It might as well be, though.
Nonetheless,
jeez, I mean, God. $30,000? A picture?
Probably. It's ridiculous.
What if I share a meme from...
Exactly.
Does this have anything to do with coronavirus?
Not that I can see any.
Thank you.
I can't see any correlation.
Thank you, fucknuts, whoever thought of this. Thank you. Thank you, fuckheads.
So Trump's crack team has gotten together and filed another Supreme Court case. This time asking the court to overturn the results of three of their court cases that they lost in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Okay. Okay.
Rudy filed on Sunday.
Yes.
Campaign is seeking an order authorizing the state's GOP-controlled legislature to give Trump the electoral votes. They specifically seek to overturn three Pennsylvania court losses by the campaign.
Yeah.
I read up on this. They have 0.0 chance of winning any of the three, having any of the three cases overturned.
Right.
0.0.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck, everybody, nonetheless. Good luck, humanity. Good luck, universe. Jeez.
Election law professor at University of Kentucky said the campaign's filing is frivolous, saying the court will shut it down quickly.
Is it true the election law professor also said, you really don't need my opinion on this. Just ask anyone.
He probably said, you got to be fucking kidding
me. Yeah, this is stupid.
The Congress is set to formally tally the votes of the Electoral College on January 6th.
Oh, formal tally.
And Trump seems to have his little mushroom waggling over Tommy Tuberville.
What?
Maybe joining hands with Mo Brooks and them tiptoeing through the tulips together.
It's time to scissor.
And challenging the results of the election, which will result in nothing but a big show that will end up with Joe Biden still being the president, but a whole bunch of Republicans that are going to be forced in the Senate to either kiss Trump's ring or be real Americans.
Damn!
And vote the right way not overturn the election.
And this is why Mitch the Bitch does not want to pursue this.
Yeah, I've got a headline. They're frantic, I think was the word, to keep this vote, desperate to avoid floor fight over the Electoral College vote.
Well, guys, I have some news for you. I think it's going to happen.
Tommy Tuberville may tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hey, when was the last time anything reasonable happened in the government? Why? I'm sorry, GOPers, but I don't know what to tell you. You did this. They did this.
National Republicans are desperate to avoid a floor fight in Congress over the certification of the Electoral College, believing it would be horrible politics to continue waging what most recognize as a hopeless battle to overturn the outcome of the election. McConnell has intervened, asking his members not to join with Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama or any other House members looking to object to the results on January 6th.
You know, Mitch, I was hoping to avoid a pandemic being mishandled like this one. I was hoping to avoid having Russia's dick all up in our election cloaca. I was hoping for a lot of things, but we didn't get that. So too fucking bad, dumb fuck.
Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama will be sworn in January 3rd and said he'll join the floor fight.
Good vote, by the way. Good fucking vote,
Senator,
Alabama.
Senator Rand Paul has always said he believes the election was stolen from Trump is always a wild card.
Hey, where's your neighbor, Rand? God. Come on, neighbor. Get back out there.
They're also saying it's bad for the GOP's efforts to win back swing suburban voters.
It's also bad for the country.
If the party is associated with erratic flamethrowers like Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and Rudy Giuliani. Well, the party's been associated with Trump for 4 years, asshole.
I mean, and also, that's a lawyer working for the leader of your party's presidential campaign. I don't know how you're supposed to pretend that that person isn't also you. Fuck you.
So 0.0 chances of that Supreme Court. And then Mitch just wants it to be over.
And 0.0 feelings of sympathy for Mitch, right?
Oh, yeah. Rip the party apart.
This is great.
Zero fucks. It just helps us out in Georgia.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
It's you guys are fucking idiots.
You heard that clip I played, that idiot who's what's her name? Twatty Beans or
Tracy
Beans.
Dr. Beans.
She,
we're still
fighting for you, Mr. Pret. That goes on. And,
God.
And she keeps saying, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do. You've got to do what you've got to do, Mr. President. Oh. And that's like ominous. Ooh. It's like, what is she talking about?
You know, and listen, nobody it's fine. She has tons of fucking guns. No doubt. No fucking doubt. Great. Great.
Meanwhile, somehow trying to rub the sticky orange residue off of himself. Attorney yes. General Bill Barr now.
Blah.
This is nice.
Right.
To watch these rats now.
You got a loofah.
Slithering away from the ship.
Oh, yeah. That he's using for the residue. Sad loofah.
And Bill Barr basically put a big hole in the balloon of Trump's special counsels.
Yeah.
For either the election or Hunter Biden.
So is there any truth to the Hunter Biden shit at all?
Maybe he, you know, he had some shenanigans on his taxes. Like any, you know, kind of rich connected person.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe or maybe not. I don't know. But certainly nothing that would warrant a United States special counsel.
Is it a threat to our sovereignty?
No, they're saying it's Biden. It's him. He's involved. He was, you know, benefiting from China.
China.
That's their big boogeyman now. Right. It said Hunter got money from China and Biden's owned by China.
Yeah.
They're bad shit.
You know, it's
he said if I thought a special counsel at this stage was the right tool and was appropriate, I would name one, but I haven't, and I'm not going to. I see no basis of a seizure of machines by the federal government. He said, because Trump's now squealing and Rudy is demanding that Trump put out an executive order to seize those machines in those states.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to audit them and prove that those votes were flipped.
Because Rudy's like, get those. He's probably like, Mr. President, get those machines. I've got like, you know, a cousin out in Queens that can fucking pop one open and fix it for you or some shit like that.
Well, and pretend like something had happened. Yeah.
Yes. It's stupid.
It was Barr's last major news conference. Oh, bye-bye, Billy.
Is that what he said? He came out and said, hi, this is the last time I'm going to see you guys like this. Who fucking cares?
He said, he said, there is fraud, unfortunately, in most elections. I think we're too tolerant of it.
Yeah.
But in this one, he said there's no finding that of any systemic or broad-based fraud.
Right. I hope we see him in front of the cameras when he's on trial for the bullshit he's done. For that. What about that bullshit summary you wrote of the Mueller report? What about that?
To the extent that there's an investigation into Hunter Biden, I think it's being handled responsibly and professionally currently within the department. To this point, I've not seen a reason to appoint a special counsel.
Right.
I have no plan to do so before I leave.
Okay. Sorry, Donald. You should have.
So, you know, Trump's going to try to get that interim guy.
Oh, yeah.
In the next 30 days.
Well, he'll do it, too. That guy that's coming in for him has done nothing but lick Trump's whole.
Has
thing.
He?
What's his name?
I don't know. His deputy.
Yeah, Rosen.
Jeffrey Rosen.
Yes, yes. He's done the Nightmare Mad Owl show, went through all the shit Rosen's done. He's done a bunch of fucking evil fucking shit. So, don't worry.
He declined to respond when asked if the president could pardon himself.
Absolutely, Pat.
Off the top of my head, I'm not going to opine on a constitutional issue as far as the pardon power goes.
Off the top of your he big said, fucking dumb
and,
head.
And he reiterated as the cyber attack. It certainly appears to be the Russians.
Okay.
Agreeing with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said it was the Russians. And then, of course, Trump finally responded and said, Russia, Russia, Russia. He literally tweeted that. Russia, Russia, Russia. It could be China. Why aren't they saying it could be China?
Is there anybody in our government giving a shit about the cyber attack?
Well, not Trump.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is anyone?
I would hope.
yeah, I mean, I know the Democrats have been screaming about it, and they should be, you know, but is anyone in the executive branch looking the fuck into this fucking cyber attack?
I would hope so.
Because they said, like, they're currently in there and doing shit to us.
Well, yeah.
But I haven't heard anyone say, oh, it's being taken care of.
Jared's or, working on it real.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He took a coding class.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a piece of lunch meat.
Doesn't he? So there is the story about Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Now trying to.
Yay.
I don't know if he thinks he's cleaning up his reputation. He can't be that crazy.
Sorry, you Opus Dei motherfucker. No. I mean, he'll be on Dancing with the Stars. Don't worry, Bill. Don't worry, Bill. They'll have you. Absolutely.
Can't dance.
So fucking what? Sean Spicer was on there.
Oh, God. Is he going to be on a, like a giant round platform with wheels? Like a giant jello mold spinning around?
You have
a blancmange?
You know, you really should wait for him to dance.
That's a deep cut into Monty Python. Oh.
You should withhold judgment until you see whether or not.
I am sure.
He could dance.
Elsewhere, we have
I do a jazz square.
A surprising
jazz box.
A really surprising opinion here.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of delusion that's come across our land. We will not surrender our nation. We will not give up this great country. And Satan, you cannot have it. In the name of Jesus, and I began to pray, and I believe God has heard, and I'm asking everybody in this audience to pray. It isn't over yet. And I do not think, again, he wants to turn this nation over to socialism. And Bernie Sanders and AOC and those people are pure socialists, and they want to take over control of everything. They want to run all the business. They want to run all the industry.
It's absolutely not true. That was Pat Robertson a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Here's
okay.
Pat Robertson today.
Oh,
I think it's all over. I think the Electoral College has spoken. I think the Biden corruption has not totally been brought to fruition, but it doesn't seem to be affecting the Electoral College, and I don't think the Supreme Court is going to move in to do anything, and I think we're going to see a President Biden, and I also think we'll be seeing a President Kamala Harris not too long after the inauguration of President Biden.
No, he's in on that.
Oh,
they're gonna get rid of Joe, or Joe's gonna step down, conspiracy theory. And the transition to pure socialism is going to happen.
Well, listen, whatever works, if that was the plan, dickhead, and it got Trump out of office, then I'm down. I don't care. Whatever gets him the fuck out of office. And the other thing is, like, we're probably going to see a Biden administration. I don't know. I mean, Pat, you know, you never know. He's up there.
I think it's probably going to happen.
You know what else? You know, he's gotten the vaccine.
Who, Joe?
No.
Pat Robertson?
Absolutely.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Inauguration of President Biden. With all his talent and the ability of it to raise money and draw large crowds, the president still lives in an alternate reality. He really does. People say, well, he lies about this, that, and the other.
I mean,
it's a Christian telling you that.
I'm blinded. Pat Robertson
Trump
has made billions probably on throughout his life.
Go get
selling
help.
People an alternate reality.
Donald, go get professional fucking help. If Pat Robertson is worried about you living in some alternate reality, you better go get some pills, motherfucker.
People say, well, he lies about this, that, and the other, but no, he isn't lying. To him, that's the truth. He had the biggest crowd on Inauguration Day. He had more people than ever. He was the most popular people. He saved NBC, but with The Apprentice, you know, you go down the line of things that really aren't true. And, you know, people kept pointing to them. But because they loved him.
But nobody cared because he hates blacks like we all do.
Yeah, and I don't know what to say to this. You are gaslighting. This is gaslighting. You are accusing him.
Yeah, the whitewashing
of what
literal,
you do.
Pun intended, the whitewashing.
You draw a big crowd.
Of Trump is beginning.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
They're tap dancing away.
But like, yeah, yeah. I mean, fuck. This is amazing.
They're going to be like, well, hey, you know, I was all for the legal recourse and waiting till the, but then the Electoral College spoke and that's it. So now it's time.
Yeah. So Pat Robertson's genius political move. And hey, maybe it is. You can discount everything Trump has said, except, you know, there probably is something going on with the Hunter Biden thing. We just don't know yet.
Oh, well, he said the Biden corruption didn't come to fruition.
Right,
didn't
right,
come to fruition.
Right. Yes,
that means
ball.
It didn't happen.
You go down the line of things that really aren't true, and you know people kept pointing to them, but because they loved him so much, and he was so strong for the evangelicals were with him all the way. But there was something about him that was good, that God placed him in that office for the time. He's done a marvelous job for the economy. But at the same time, he is very erratic, and he's fired people, and he's fought people, and he's insulted people, and keeps going down the line. So it's a mixed bag, and I think it would be well to say, you've had your day, and it's time to move on. But
you've I had think your it's day. All- And it's time to move on from not, Pat Robertson.
Now, one criticism over how he's handled this pandemic, he's insulted some people. Thank you. Way to look out for your fucking flock, dickhead. Jeez. That is that was an outstanding bunch of shit I just listened to. Jesus Christ. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jesus people. Fuck.
The wisdom of God has been functioning in Donald John Trump. And that's the reason they want him out of there so bad. Because the swamp is being drained. And the God found out. The spirit of the devil. And there are certain people that follow him all the time. He came to steal. To kill. And destroy. He came to steal this election so he can continue to kill babies and destroy the youth of this nation. But he can't get it done. And neither can those that follow him. For their destruction is in their mouths.
In their what?
It's in their mouths.
It is, though. You're right.
They're destructive. It's Kenneth Copeland, everybody.
It's in all of our mouths. All these little bubbles of shit in coronavirus that we're breathing out. He's right. Our destruction is in our fucking mouths.
Says Right Wing Watch here says, it's a week before Christmas, and televangelist Kenneth Copeland's Eagle Mountain International Church dedicated the entire sermon during its morning service to ranting about the election.
What? Okay, I saw the visual of this briefly. Can you, like, what is up with the other two people? Kenneth Copeland is...
I think it's like his daughter and son-in-law or something like that.
But he's standing in profile to the audience, and it looks like he's screaming.
Well, he's kind of talking to them. He's including them in his show.
What are they doing there? They're just there in, like, the scene?
Well, yeah, they're saying yes, Jesus, and amen and stuff in the background.
Oh, they're the pips.
They're there to catch him if he falls over.
Do they spit with him? Does he still do that bit?
Well, he was blowing.
Oh, okay.
Remember? The wind of God.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't do that anymore? That's not a standard act?
I don't think so.
This guy tours, right? Or
maybe he's moved on to the queefs of Mary.
They, you know... Why is he so weird looking? This weird looking guy.
Listen to this brain trust here. Here we go. You'll recognize these mellifluous tones.
Right.
So when I died and I saw God, I was a firefighter. Now I'm a prophet.
Oh, God.
Mark Taylor.
You dumb fuck.
I'm not praying for a smooth transition. If I have to, I'll fight for Trump to stay in office. Exactly. That's my mindset. This is what every Christian's mindset needs to be. Why would you give in to something that we've already won, Paul?
Exactly.
We've already won this election. Why would you give it up? I will never give up this fight for the election because Donald Trump won this election by a massive landslide, one of the biggest landslides in history, period. It was stolen.
Could I take a turn at prophesying just for a second?
Oh, go ahead.
Mark, I see into the future, and in August of 2021, you're going to be saying the same fucking bullshit as Biden is president. And with a new book, you'll be on
Baker's show selling it.
But you sell out, motherfucker. You will get the vaccine. And that other dickhead with you will probably also get the vaccine, you fucks.
Truth Revealed TV show on the Faith Unveiled. No, Truth Unveiled TV show on the Faith Unveiled Network.
Faith Unveiled.
F-U-N? Faith Unveiled Network. Fun.
It's fun. They don't even know what that. What does that mean, Mark? What do you mean?
Too bad it wasn't Faith Unveiled Communications.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't realize it. Nobody told them.
I'm trying to think of something.
Until they incorporated.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I forgot. My point is these guys are just total dumb fucks. Stupid.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right.
We played a clip of E.W. Jackson, pastor asshole last week, who said that taking kids to drag queen story hour is the equivalent of pedophilia and that
the
parents should have their kids taken away.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, he got some criticism for that, but he doesn't give a fuck. He's doubling down.
Yay!
But I'd rather take a chance on foster care or adoption than have a child raised in a sexually deviant situation where parents are exposing that child to the kind of things that will make that child sexually and morally confused.
So he would rather have a kid taken away from its parents and stuffed into foster care than be with parents that take that kid to drag queen story hour.
Then why are you bringing sex into it? He brought sex into it.
Well, yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
The drag queen story hour has nothing to do with sex. Nobody's fucking. You're reading stories.
He's also got this bit of wisdom for the Christmas season.
Ooh.
This is Pastor E.W. Jackson.
The Bible gets into life. These two clowns running for U.S. Senate down there are both pro-abortion. The Bible speaks of marriage. These two clowns down there are both big LGBTQ advocates.
Shit, yes.
Okay?
It's
the Bible makes clear the fool is sin in his heart. There is no God. And these two are both imbued with Marxist ideology. Of course I'm opposed to them. Of course I don't want them to go to the U.S. Senate. Not only this, you say, well, you're not from Georgia. Yeah, but this is a national matter. As you go to the U.S. Senate, you have an impact on the entire country. They don't need to be there.
Yeah.
So I've been working hard on that. So you are
doing what?
I'm working hard against big games.
I'm raising money really hard for myself so that I can yell into my YouTube Vimeo station.
You know, EW, it always makes me wonder about these right-wing nut jobs, like, that are so, like, homophobic and anti-gay, and you have the, I don't know, you're worried about kids getting molested in drag queen story hour. It's just like, it's something about, you know, like he's bringing sex into all these things.
Well, yeah, because it's their own issues.
But why? Oh, okay. You're saying he has an issue.
Maybe. Sure, it's their own repression.
What do you think about that, EW?
And control, especially over the women parts.
EW, do you want to respond to At Vile Experience? You're going to just sit there like a fuckhead.
You have an impact on the entire country. They don't need to be there. So I've been working hard on that. So you all pray for me that we'll be successful in alerting, awakening black Christian voters in Georgia of just how evil the two candidates are that are running for the Democrat Party. And if you vote for them, you just might as well vote against God, because that's what it boils down to. If you vote for Warnock or Ossoff and you claim to be a Christian, you really just might as well spit in Jesus' face, because they both have done that.
Jesus is like, go ahead, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm Jesus. You can't. You're spit. Can Jesus get corona?
No, I don't know. It depends on how his dad sends him back this time.
Yeah, your dad's like, I'm sitting.
Can I not get nailed to a cross?
No, next time? He's like, no. Well, maybe. Well, I don't know. But
couldn't you just forgiven them?
No. Oh no. Fuck that. No.
I see.
He's like, Jesus, you're going to go back this time, but you're not going to have any special fucking powers. I'm sorry. You're just going to be a normal dickhead. That would suck.
The House is already planning to override Trump's temper tantrum veto of the defense bill.
Yes. They're
planning to return for a rare session between Christmas and New Year's to override Trump's threatened veto of a must-pass defense bill if necessary.
Can they do this session via Zoom?
I don't see why not, but I guess they're not going to.
It's a real question, because these Republicans are super spreaders, and I would rather them not get around, you know, any of these Democrats.
If Trump follows through on his threat to veto the NDAA, the House would vote December 28th on overriding him. The House set the date as part of a rule governing floor debate, blah, blah, blah. Trump has until Wednesday to veto the bill, which he has repeatedly threatened to do because it does not include a repeal of Section 230. And it also allows the renaming or mandates the renaming of the bases from Confederate war generals.
What do you care?
Who were the enemy?
Yes. How weird. I mean, that's just think about it like that. It's very weird.
Right. How many Hermann Göring bases do we have here in America?
Let me do a Google search, Pat.
How many Heinrich Himmler Air Force bases are there here in America? We don't have them.
Nine. And what does he fucking care? Like, was Trump in the military? Did he serve or no? He didn't.
No.
He got out. He lied to get out of it.
Very painful bone spurs.
Right.
The bill passed both chambers of Congress earlier this month with more than the two-thirds majority needed to override.
Yay.
But an override vote could scramble the math, because some Republicans who supported the bill have said they won't override Trump. We're not going to override the will of the president.
Okay, so let me explain how this works. So they're going to have all these people get together to have a vote on bullshit they don't need to, and there will be coronavirus spread from this. Somebody's going to breathe on somebody working security or, you know.
But there are some Democrats who voted against the bill, and they said they would override the veto.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was probably some of the liberals who thought it didn't go far enough or something. Right, and they're like, oh, but we'll vote to override Trump. Sure.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Representative Rick Larson of Washington predicts the House could easily override Trump, because many lawmakers in both parties are likely to opt not to return to Washington between Christmas and New Year's, because Democrats are fine with voting by proxy. Republicans largely refuse to.
Do you think Trump's going to burn through his diaper budget for the last quarter?
Not while it's on the taxpayer dime.
Oh. After he's out of the White House and he's sued, everybody takes his shit. He's going to, God, I got to reuse these things. That's right, dickhead.
Let's see, we've got elsewhere in the news.
I mean, I don't know. How much are the tanning bed things? Because he gets tanned.
I think he spray tans. I don't think he tanning beds.
I was just thinking about the people that have to wake up, get up in the morning.
Hoist one of his moves up so they can get some of the...
I don't want you to wear a mask because it offends me.
He probably doesn't do his body. Because nobody's going to see him.
Somebody
probably just does his face and his seven necks.
Stephen Miller comes in and he directs a crew of...
Oh, yeah. Stephen Miller has, sponges on his feet, and
he
sails over Trump's body like a figure skater.
Yes, Mr. President. Oh, yeah.
They always put it on TikTok. Have you seen it?
Sure. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Here we go. I know everyone's waiting for if there's been anything from Michael Rappaport.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
This story I do like. He's joined Parler. And here is his first video on Parler.
Parler. What's up? It's me. It's Michael Rappaport. I don't know why I'm wearing the glasses. I'm trying to be incognito because I'm so fucking glad to be on Parler. I am so sick of these other social media apps. Every single time I'm on one of these other apps, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, every single time I say something, they get so mad at me. Like I did a video the other day and I said, pig dick Donald Trump, dick stain Donald Trump. January 20th, 2021, pack your fucking shit and get the fuck out of the White House, okay? Because if you don't pack your shit, we're going to smoke you out.
I want to go over to Parler and see what kind of responses he got.
Yeah, White House. They don't pick up sarcasm.
No.
2021, pack your fucking shit and get the fuck out of the White House. Okay, because if you don't pack your shit, we're gonna smoke you out. And people got so upset, and they're like, "You should go to Parler, bro. You should go to Parler." So here I am. I'm on Parler where I could speak freely about this fucking slob, this corrupt slob. And I can't wait. I'm sure you guys can't wait. Also, January 20th, pig dick Donald Trump, miserable Melania, icky Ivanka, dick stain Donald Trump Jr., and big dumb Eric Trump. They're all getting the fuck out of the White House. Anyway, I'm
pig dick Donald Trump, Donald dumb fuck Jr.,
icky Ivanka.
That's good. Icky Ivanka.
Icky Ivanka, dick stain Donald Trump Jr., and big dumb Eric Trump. They're all getting the fuck out of the White House.
Loves it.
Anyway, I'm trying to get verified. I'm trying to get my name. My name on here now is Rappacrap, which is a name they used to call me when I was young. I used to think it was funny, but I think Michael Rappaport, for some reason, is taken. But if anybody could help me get my name, Michael Rappaport, or the Michael Rappaport, or the real Michael Rappaport, or the disruptive Michael Rappaport, any of the above, please let me know and try to get me verified on Parler. Anyway, I'm excited to be here. Let's fucking go, man. Let's fucking go and let's fucking drain this swamp.
He wants to go to Parler to fucking fight with people. Sure. Well, because he's sad Parler's there because it's like he feel like he can't fuck with people. I mean, I miss it, too. I mean, they're not
leaving. They're coming back.
But they're not like they used to be. They're not like they used to be. Every once in a while, you see somebody say something about, you know, the being a plandemic and shit about the vaccine, but you don't really see. It's not like it was. I think a lot of these fuckheads, these racist, white supremacist bags of shit got very sad when Man Baby lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the point where they won't believe it.
Oh, still. No. They won't.
Nonetheless.
They don't want to accept it. Or.
Right.
But they have to. And he doesn't, and you don't have to be sad because Trump lost the election, but he's sad because he's going to go to jail maybe when he leaves office, or people are going to, you know, repossess his shit. He's not sad that he's not going to be your president anymore. Do they think he's sad?
No, he doesn't care about that. No.
Yeah, okay.
He's desperate to make money,
and
he's desperate to stay in power because he doesn't want to face Letitia James.
Right.
And any other attorneys general that are going to come after his corrupt ass.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
So this is great. The New York Times has a story about this company now that Big could news. Be kind of ripping the nipple hairs out of Newsmax and OAN, and have done so on Fox to the point where Lou Dobbs had to run like a retraction interview on some shit that he said.
Somebody was ripping out Lou Dobbs' nipple hair.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Snapchat that.
He probably plucks anyway. The
yeah, he uses a sonic hair removal treatment.
Trump doesn't like hairy nipples.
Oh, yeah.
So the Smartmatic company that was up there with Dominion, you remember, for a long time, they were like, this Dominion and the Smartmatic, and they changed the votes, and they work together, and Hugo Chavez is dead ghost, and all this stuff, and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Smartmatic has gotten some really, really good lawyers.
Oh, shit.
And is coming after, wrote of some really strong letters saying, we have a draft of these libel lawsuits.
Yes.
And if you don't cease and desist and print retractions, retractions, we are going to sue the fuck out of you. And most of the legal experts are like, they've got a really good case.
How much money are we talking about? Like,
probably hundreds of millions, or who knows? Jeez,
that's a lot of money.
So Louis Dobbs.
Hey, little Louis Dobbs, no hairs on his nips.
Already had to have, they've got this canned interview they've been playing over with a Smartmatic guy.
Yes.
Over at Fox that they've been playing. They even played it on Maria Bartiromo over the weekend, to the point where Maria Bartiromo's sellout was trending.
Oh, shit.
The maggots are mad at her because she aired it.
Yes.
Which is them saying there's no evidence Smartmatic is a company on its own. In fact, they're competitors with Dominion. And the only Smartmatic machines that were used in the election were used in Los Angeles County.
So
are they receiving death threats. The values of their company went down.
They should sue
them. Their reputation is smeared. And listen to this is News fucking Max.
Oh, shit.
This morning.
Since Election Day, various guests, attorneys, and elected officials have appeared on Newsmax and offered opinions and claims about Smartmatic and Dominion Systems, both companies that offer voting software in the U.S. And Newsmax would.
Who's this guy, by the way?
It's both
they offer in the U.S. Newsmax, you know. I'm going to do this stupid fucking apology shit here.
What the fuck is it? What is it like at Newsmax when they hold talent auditions? What the fuck happens? What do you do in audition time? Is there anyone there looking at tapes? I mean, my God.
And Dominion Systems, both companies that offer voting software in the U.S. And Newsmax would like to clarify its news coverage and note that it has not reported as true certain claims made about these companies.
That it is not reported as true
certain
claims about these companies.
There are several facts our viewers and readers should be aware of. Newsmax has found
God, his name, I'm not shitting you, just came up on the screen. John Tobacco. My name's John Tobacco. I'm an anchor on Newsmax.
Jesus. I mean, just imagine how many people would like. I mean, I know Newsmax is shitty. It's a shitty news company, but what people that have never auditioned don't understand is like, that might pay something. It probably pays something. And like, they had auditions. And people, there's no way. God, we had auditions today. Standout was John Tobacco. That's the guy I'm championing through this whole process. I want him to be our fucking weeknight anchor, whatever the fuck he does.
Several facts our viewers and readers should be aware of. Newsmax has found no evidence that either Dominion or Smartmatic owns the other or has any business association with each other. We have no evidence that Dominion uses Smartmatic software or vice versa. No evidence has been offered that Dominion or Smartmatic use software or
Anyway, this goes on for another minute. But even fucking Newsmax.
Go fuck yourself.
Had to clarify our opinions over here.
Message received. We're going to send the message. I guess he's good, man.
News fucking Max.
What else has John Tobacco done? I mean, where have we seen him previously?
I don't know much about him.
I was on Breitbart. I was a weather guy on WND. I did a half hour gardening moment on InfoWarriors.
Yeah, I don't know who. Yeah, I don't know. There's not much about him out there.
There's not much about John Tobacco.
There's not much about him.
I spent a brief amount of time working in the Northern Hollywood industry area. Little John Tobacco, Johnny on the spot.
Fortified Funds. He's some funds guy or something, or
I
just looked him up. I can't. There's really not much about him at all.
I mean, maybe he started Newsmax out of his garage. Hey, I'm doing a podcast. It's called Newsmax. The Max. It's news, but a lot. Max.
Tobacco. Tobacco. T-A-B.
What?
Creator, executive producer, host Liquid Lunch on Biz TV weekends, noon to 2 Eastern. And now he said, first time in months on Newsmax, and look who's trending on Twitter.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
He's happy. He's proud. He's trending because of this ridiculous.
Newsmax.
Because of this ridiculous apology.
I never thought. We
got no evidence.
Yeah. We got a max amount of news. Fuck you. You want to go?
Yesterday, or wait, 21st, 2 days ago, he tweeted.
Are you talking shit?
Who's
talking shit?
Let me see. Let me find one.
Newsmax. I mean, what is it like at Newsmax? I wonder what it's like. What's the green room like?
The hypocrites are in City Hall and Governor's Mansion. Somebody remind the New York City mayor that he can check with New York PD all he wants. But maybe someone should tell him NYPD wasn't even on the scene.
Hey, Tony, how's the boy? What boy's that? The boy you're fucking. God damn, this sounds like The Sopranos.
It really is crazy.
Yeah, and I want a hand job from Angie Dickinson.
There you go, John Tobacco.
Go fuck yourself.
Somebody tweeted, I've never watched Newsmax, but I'm not surprised a dude with a thick Staten Island accent named John Tobacco is one of the hosts there.
I'm on the web. I'm on the internet. Newsmax.
First time
bitch.
On Newsmax in months, and I'm already fucking trending.
Hey, you want to buy my Wave Runner? I got to sell my Wave Runner for a condenser microphone. I'm doing Newsmax.
It's amazing. What time is it here? Oh, it's at the bottom of the hour, everybody.
Yeah. Newsmax.
Too funny. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget. If you want
to
help us out.
Maybe Johnny Tobacco's got some merch on Amazon. Does he have an agent? God.
I'm sure Johnny Tobacco has an agent.
Hi, yes. I represent Johnny Tobacco. Hello.
The Johnny Tobacco.
The Johnny. There's a couple.
Dog.
I am the Johnny Tobacco. No, I am.
I do have a story here.
Yes.
I'm trying to find the appropriate drop for it.
Okay.
Just takes a while.
Oh, wow.
This software is still like rated really highly.
I got all kinds of appropriate drops.
All kinds of stuff I've been looking, but it's, you know.
Right in my Z cheese.
It's right in the in the financial wheelhouse, too, this software.
I got your wheelhouse. I'm Johnny Tobacco.
Cheap as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Connect with me on LinkedIn, motherfucker.
Well, I can't find my Animals Get Pissed. It's an Animals Get Pissed story.
When animals get pissed.
Oh, here it is.
When animals get pissed.
We should get Johnny Tobacco to do a guest read on
When
that.
Animals get pissed.
Like, fuck them up.
Fucking pissed off.
Don't fuck
like
with
an angry an angry otter or something. Truman.
Yes, president.
The python sniffing black Labrador retriever recently tracked down his first snake in a new program Florida is using to try to get the pythons.
I gotta tell you
that are taking over the state because assholes let them go.
Oh yeah,
that's 100% the reason.
What happens when a dog is no longer is too old to be a python sniffer? You adopt the dog, but the dog still roots out snakes everywhere it goes. That to me is a nightmare scenario.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission recently began training Truman and another dog named Eleanor to detect a python scent and alert handlers when they've come across one. The first success last week came when Truman found an 8-foot Burmese python in the Rocky Glades public small game hunting areas in Miami-Dade County.
Great. And you understand what this means, though. That dog finds pythons. So now, whenever you walk that dog or go anywhere with that dog is going to introduce a python into the mix, right?
Estimated to number between 1 and 300,000, pythons have become a threat to the fragile Florida Everglades ecosystem as they devour native mammals and birds, disrupting the natural balance of predator and prey.
You know, it's so funny. These pythons are like, you wouldn't believe how preoccupied these fucking stupid ass humans are with this corona. We're ruining the ecosystem. You're gonna sink into the fucking swamp. Not even Johnny Tobacco can save you.
They've been successful at reproducing in the swampy Everglades because they have no predators. Females can lay up to 100 eggs.
Ah, shit! Damn! How do we make these? How do we make these sterile? How do we sterilize snakes? Is there any way to fucking do that? God.
The dogs were trained for more than a month before going out in the wild.
God, they're horrible for these poor fucking dogs.
Burmese pythons have been known to eat small alligators and deer. The dogs are trained to stay away from the reptiles if they find them.
Let me explain something. A dog is a dog, you know, in a domesticated animal, right? A python is a dinosaur, basically. It's a killing machine. It wakes up in the morning, or whatever it wakes up, and he's like, you know what I want to do? I want to eat shit. It's on a different level than a dog. A python is going to outsmart a dog by nature, right?
No.
Bullshit. Come on, really?
Not outsmart.
Well, I mean, if a dog is running around in the python's habitat and shit, the python has
things could go poorly.
Hand. Doesn't have any hands, but...
I've got the upper cloaca.
The battle to contain the pythons in the Everglades and nearby areas has been difficult.
I'm having trouble containing this python.
Governor Ron DeSantis made increasing eradication efforts a budget priority.
Oh, thank you. I'm making it a priority. What about the coronavirus, fucknut?
He signed a bill allowing drones to be used to track down the snakes.
Damn, you're so concerned about these fucking pythons, but the other day it's like, oh, the vaccine for Florida's on hold. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Snake hunters hired by the state captured about 6,300 pythons over the last 4 years.
What in the shit are people doing? Are you allowed to have a python as a pet?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you may have to get a special permit. But...
Excuse me, a permit? So this is government-sanctioned eco-terrorism.
Government-sanctioned eco-terrorism.
I get a permit for a python, and it gets too big, and I let it go, and it shits out 800 billion eggs, and we have fuck tons of pythons. But I had a permit from the government. Jeez. Thanks, Ron. How many permits are you going to give people to have pet pythons? Is that what this is? You get a permit?
Well, I guess you need some sort of...
You don't. Not for Florida. You don't need shit. They want you to have a gun without a permit here, probably. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine. You don't have to have... You can own a python. Nobody gives a fuck. You could probably have a tiger here. Nobody gives a shit. This state, nobody gives a shit about anything.
I think as long as you're not poisonous, you're okay.
You know what? The only thing Florida gives a fuck about The only thing that would make people do anything here.
Oh, that's not true.
What?
Burmese Indian pythons, reticulated pythons, Northern African pythons, Southern African pythons, amethystine or scrub pythons, green anacondas, Nile monitor lizards.
Jesus!
These are
fucking
prohibited.
Christ! Oh, they are.
No, they're prohibited here in, because of just that reason.
Thank you, Florida government. I can't imagine. It's so surprising that you give a shit. That's nice. I'm going to cry. Wow. That's crazy that they care, isn't it?
Prohibits the sale of any wild animal designated as a prohibited conditional species, reptile, blah, 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 or venomous reptiles.
Thank you. What are we doing to get rid of these venomous reptiles?
State of Florida does allow the possession of species otherwise prohibited for the purposes of research.
Oh, God.
There is no fee for this permit.
I'm doing research. Anybody in Florida who says they're doing research, just have a look in their shed or their vinyl outbuilding or something. Research.
Florida shark attack victim walked home while, quote, bleeding to death.
Oh, God damn, man.
A 39-year-old man has been hospitalized after being bitten by a shark in the waters off of Siesta Key on the Gulf side.
Of Florida. Florida, okay. Siesta Key.
He reportedly walked home after the attack, which took place last week, after suffering wounds to his hand and arm.
Right.
But a woman called 911 the call said, the woman says they needed help right away because he was bleeding to death.
God. Okay. So this guy had to go to the fucking hospital?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great.
But he was still conscious.
Does everybody know we're in the middle of like a healthcare crisis and like you shouldn't do things like surfing right now?
Unprovoked shark attacks are very rare in the waters off Siesta Key.
Unprovoked?
Well, I guess you go looking for them.
They look for you.
Say something nasty to them.
Yeah.
Insult their mother.
Yo,
shark, I fucked your mother last week.
Hey. Time to go goodnight at Siesta Key, mother.
Johnny Tobacco here, swimming. I ain't afraid of you, sharks. I ain't afraid of you at all.
Fuck yous.
Florida was the shark attack capital of the world in 2019.
Hell yeah, baby!
With 21 of 64 unprovoked attacks confirmed worldwide.
What about snake attacks?
Having taken place off the coast of the Sunshine State.
Oh my God. So what do we learn from this? Stay out of the water. Especially during this pandemic, because you're going to go swimming, you're going to get attacked by a fucking shark, you're going to need a tourniquet, and everybody's got corona. So,
following recent trends, surfers and those participating in board sports accounted for most incidents, 53%.
Jeez.
Swimmers and waders accounted for 25%. The remaining incidents divided between snorkelers, free divers, body surfers, and scuba divers.
People in the water accounted for 100,000,000% of all the motherfucking shark attacks everywhere on the planet.
Yeah, we concur, yeah.
Japanese fucking flying sharks, man. Fuck you. The shark got fucking wings. Fuck him up.
We also have...
how did he get that name? I mean, he smokes, apparently. Johnny Tobacco, I guess, smokes. Is that his thing?
I think we did this story a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
The guy in Maui who got killed.
Okay.
They've looked at his board and they've determined from the bite in his board.
Yeah.
What kind of shark got him?
A hungry one.
They've confirmed it was a tiger shark.
Yeah. Was he in the water?
They used new DNA technology to determine the type of shark. They say it was undoubtedly a tiger shark. They measured the bite marks and they figure that it was about 14 and a half feet long.
I mean, listen, no one listens to anything. Listen to what At Vile Experience is saying. The shark was 14 and a half motherfucking feet long, and it nearly did it kill this person?
Yes. Well, yeah, not right away.
Not right away, but it did.
He was taken to hospital, but he succumbed to his injuries.
God damn, man. Think about this. In the water, there is it's coronavirus, but with teeth. It'll kill you just like, you know. I don't know.
Faster.
At 14 feet.
That's a big fish.
14 feet.
That's a big fish.
Fuck you. Yeah. I'm not going in there.
That's when animals get pissed, everybody.
God, I mean.
It's today's segment.
Woo.
When animals get pissed.
Dun, 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 dun. Also, good news?
Yes.
U.S. Capitol?
Hello?
A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been removed from the U.S. Capitol overnight.
I mean, not only is it all about racism, these Civil War trophies, but they're also all about the side that lost, that fought America, right?
The statue stood with America's first president as the state of Virginia's contribution to the National Statuary Hall collection for more than 100 years. The Virginia Governor, Ralph Northam, a Democrat, announced Monday that the state will seek to have it replaced with a statue of civil rights icon Barbara Johns.
Damn! Nice.
So they get to decide what statue, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're Virginia surprisingly is getting rid of fucking Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we start putting up statues of people that were killed by these fucking cops just for no fucking reason? Just so we don't forget that they did that shit.
Oh, the people aren't going to like him. Northam said the Confederacy is a symbol of Virginia's racist and divisive history. And it's past time we tell our story with images of perseverance. I said perseverance, perseverance, diversity, and inclusion. Nancy Pelosi called it welcome news.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
Earlier this year, a state commission recommended the removal of the statue from the Capitol. Remember, the Democrats flipped that state.
Oh, yes.
In 2018. Yes. And all of a sudden, all kinds of nice things are happening in Virginia.
Oh, wow. That's weird. You can have nice things happen if you don't vote for people that are into QAnon or, you know, right-wing nut job bullshit.
The statue will be transported to the Virginia Museum of History and Culture in Richmond.
Right.
So there you go.
Right. It'll be in a museum and people can understand what it stood for and, you know.
Right.
Otherwise,
you're gonna have that shit.
Otherwise, it looks like you're celebrating.
You're venerating them. If he's up right next to George Washington.
Yeah, and like
that's kind of unambiguously lauding and venerating someone.
Let's say you're not a shitbag, racist, old fucking white guy, and you're sitting in the park. And maybe if you're not that, you want to look at something else while you lick on ice cream.
Okay.
You know, maybe.
Sure. Whatever floats.
Yeah.
Your boat.
But no.
Whatever floats your board.
As long as it's, yeah. Just know that 14-foot dinosaur of death is lurking somewhere in the water.
Dinosaur of death.
Death monster.
Well, you'll be reassured, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
That from now on, all of our government buildings are going to be beautiful.
Oh, God. Like beautiful how? Like that one Christmas at the White House?
Beautiful how? President Donald Trump signed an executive order today making classical architecture the preferred style for federal buildings in Washington.
Oh, yes.
The presidential action stops short of mandating that all new federal buildings are built in classical style, saying merely that they must be beautiful.
How many fucking people died from coronavirus today, Donald?
And a toothless. It's toothless.
Who cares? I mean, it's amazing. What is he doing?
It says they've been writing the executive order for months. An early draft would have banned modernist design.
God!
Prompting condemnation from the American Institute of Architects.
We're paying for this. The American people are paying for this government. We're paying for this. This is a zero. We're getting fucked.
The executive order will require the GSA to seek design input from the general public and future staff of federal buildings before choosing a design. Well, that's good.
Yeah, right.
The agency has already begun placing an emphasis on classical style.
Okay.
Classical style.
Jeez.
That's just what we need is more Dorian columns. Yeah. And it's not Rome. We're not ancient fucking Rome.
Well, and let's just say what you guys want to say. Let's put Confederate flags up. Donald Trump's face right. on a pillar or a fucking thing. How about a naked Donald Trump with a little fig leaf over his cock and a swastika? Bunch of Nazi shit. That's what they want.
Yeah, I don't think the government should be involved in
who cares?
Mandating architecture styles.
I think our government should be involved in making sure we all get the virus. I'm sorry, the vaccine. Freudian.
They're working on that, yeah.
We want the vaccine. I don't give a fuck about your Polynesian fucking pillars. Shove them up your fucking asshole. I don't care.
But it needs to be beautiful.
You know what? If I was president, I would put an end to people, anybody in the government. You're not allowed to go anywhere. You go to your office and you fire up Zoom and you have all your fucking meetings from Zoom. And no more expensive lunches. You have to bring your lunch like everybody else.
The I got a frog in my throat. We only got a couple of minutes left here in the big old shoe.
Don't you think our government, as an example to the rest of our country, should do their best to telecommute as much as they can? Set that example.
Right, but the Republicans have been squealing about it.
Why? They don't like that. Why? Because it's harder to sexually harass someone at the work. At a home job,
well,
at the workplace.
And because Trump, you know, has told everybody that it's not a big deal.
Okay.
It's just like the flu.
Ooh.
Conservatives flocked to Parler to speak freely after the election. A month later, the platform is stalling as fewer people are actually using it.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. Right, you have to have, if you're going to have a platform, you got to have some reason to engage. Right, doggy? Like, I don't care.
We do have, oh God, Charlie Kirk is just.
What's up with him?
Well, over the weekend, he tweeted something hailing the state of Vermont for abolishing slavery in 1777, but Vermont wasn't even a state. Until 1791.
Right.
It was an independent republic.
I mean, it's still late either way, though, wouldn't it be? I mean, why?
And then he shared another meme today that was just ridiculous. It's this one about the counties. It's like Trump won 60 million votes in 2016.
Yeah.
And this many counties. And then Biden won 81 million to fake fraudulent votes. And this many counties, less than Trump, the amount of counties Trump won, they're counties. It doesn't fucking matter. Somebody pointed out that that if you count that in Texas, you would count it as 1-to-1 because the biggest county voted for Biden.
Right, right.
But the tiniest county voted for Trump.
Yes.
The biggest county has like 4 million people in it.
Harris County, Texas.
The tiniest county has 160.
Well,
people.
Come on.
And that went for Trump. And morons like Charlie Kirk are throwing that map out there that shows the amount of counties won again.
You know, by the way, that thing we learned about earlier today, wouldn't there be a $30,000 fine for Charlie Kirk sharing that map on his social media?
I guess
media?
So, if he didn't have permission,
damn.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're arrested for memeing, buddy. Get in the car. That's so stupid, though. It's really dumb.
You see, Tucker Carlson is talking about eugenics against white people in the distribution of the of the vaccine.
He thinks that it's a war on white people. You're trying to get everybody vaccinated. except whitey.
Yeah, Fox News. Level the playing field means killing white people.
Who is killing white people, though? Coronavirus. Killing everybody.
Because people, because it's overwhelmingly affecting communities of color, people have suggested that after the frontline workers and older people and stuff, that we should target the areas that are being hit the hardest, which means people of color. He says basing it on race is eugenics and killing white people.
But it's not basing it on race. You're saying base it on the areas hit hardest.
Well, which are areas of race, which are brown people and
but
black
that makes
people
sense,
are being
right?
Affected worse.
You deploy the vaccine to where it's needed the most.
But Ryan,
goddamn,
you don't understand.
What do you guys fucking want? What does Tucker Carlson want from the universe?
A white nationalist America where white people are in charge. He wants South Africa in circa, I don't know, 1975.
If Tucker's listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, he's like, what do you mean you don't know what I want? You've heard my show. I want a white fucking Christmas.
He really is really blatantly flying that white nationalist flag, though. I mean,
he's
not even hiding it anymore.
Shit.
So there you go. Claiming the distribution will be eugenics against white people. It's been a very long time since anyone close to what we consider mainstream has endorsed eugenics, and that's exactly what this is. It's eugenics.
God, I don't know, Tucker. Sounds like somebody needs a vacation. Why don't you take a vacation to Maui and go surfing?
According to the CDC's panel, another group who officially classified as non-healthcare essential workers should get the vaccine first. Why is that? Racial and ethnic minority groups are disproportionately represented in many essential industries. In other words, it's entirely racial. They're making the decision based on race.
Shit! Stop the presses, everybody! Tucker figured it the fuck out. You imagine you're a shark and you see Tucker Carlson and you take him down. You're like chewing him. You're like, oh, it tastes like shit. Bleh.
Yeah.
That's how you survive a shark attack. It's so gross. Sharks don't even want to eat you.
Tastes like racism.
Oh, yeah. This one tastes like Nazi. I'm going to eat him anyway.
We also got to get going here in a moment or two.
Yes.
What else? I have a story here. Here's a little bit of Lou Dobbs.
That's enough, man. We just need a little bit. Is that what he says right after he's there? A little bit of Lou right here.
Lots of opinions about the integrity of the election, the irregularities of mail-in voting, of election voting machines, and voting software. One of the companies is Smartmatic, and we reached out to one of the leading authorities on open source software for elections, Eddie Perez.
See, now look at how he's couching this. We reached out. He was forced to air this.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Because he had people on his show saying Dominion and Smartmatic got together and they mixed together.
This is the retraction.
Some reconstituted Hugo Chavez jizz and they spread it all over the components. Somehow it's flipped, magically flipped
we
votes.
We made it in the kitchen all afternoon. We reconstituted some of this shit.
So, I mean, this reporter says this is very bizarre. Lou Dobbs ran a segment tonight basically debunking his own lies about Smartmatic voting machines.
Someone would also call that a retraction.
Because they're threatening to sue them. And maybe that's what needs to start happening.
Yeah.
Is these people who are being smeared by these fuckheads.
Yeah.
And lied about by these fuckheads indiscriminately on right-wing media. Why don't we start suing them?
Because they'll stop.
Sue the fuck out of them.
Because, you know, I don't know. I don't know how Lou Dobbs is, but it seems like he's a guy that likes being rich. And all of a sudden, if he's not rich, he'll be sad pants.
Yeah.
I think.
We got to go.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we'll be on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Go fuck yourself.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the fucking internet over there with those fuckers.
All the very funny Patrick Bile.
I didn't even do it.
Oh, wait.
Crab, rated our comedy on the fucking Twitter, the fucking Facebook, your goddamn fucking TikTok, and your Instagram there, and crab, rated our comedy.com.
Follow the very fucking funny Patrick Vile at Vile Experience on Instagram and in the Facebook and Twitter. Fuck you.
Have a great evening, everybody. Join us again tomorrow.
It's guerrilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.